My thanks to the coordinators and the panelists for their helpful presentations. I have a few comments in response to the discussion questions. We agree that explosive ordnance risk education is essential to protecting civilians from the risk of IEDs. Extensive risk education has been shown to help to reduce behavior of local communities that may be risky, and that such education can be delivered through a wide range of methods, including lectures, outreach during sporting events, media outreach, posters near affected areas, social media, and more. I have one specific project I'd like to highlight. In 2019, the United States piloted an innovative digital risk education campaign with the Mines Advisory Group, the Iraqi Directorate of Mine Action, and Facebook that delivered risk education through social media messages in areas of northern Iraq liberated from ISIS, where returning communities faced the risk of coming into contact with explosive hazards, including IEDs. The program ran from August 2019 through December 2022 in Iraq, Bosnia and Herzegovina, and Somalia, and it revealed that social media messages can be a cost-effective way to deliver targeted risk education to civilians in areas where security, geography, and dynamic operating environments limit face-to-face risk education. The State Department is proud to have partnered with MAG and Facebook to expand this pioneering approach to risk education that highlights the important role that public-private partnerships can play in making the world a safer place. I thank you.
Thank you.